Power 100, Woofie and Stevie Lee, Australian Ninja Warrior. Wow, what about last night? A good start. It's back on the box and it continues tonight. And the host, Ben Fordham, joins us this morning. G'day, mate. How are you?
Mate, I'm doing really well. We're one show down and hopefully, I haven't seen the ratings coming yet, but hopefully Australia tuned in last night like they did last year.
Yeah, it's going to be a big winner, mate. Last night, what a spectacular way to come back for Series 2. What can we expect to see tonight on the show?
Look, I think based on last night, we'll see more of the same, more of Aussies going to the next level. They basically had a bit of a look at the textbook last year by getting to learn what the course was all about, what was expected of them. But they were flying blind last year. So I think what we saw last night was, you know, the quality just step up that extra notch, even though that's impossible to think about. And then it just gets better tonight and the night after that, and hopefully continues to roll on. The good news is we're here for a short time, not a long time. It's only for 4 weeks, and I think that's part of the success of the whole thing, that we're in and we're out and hopefully put on a big show and then everyone can get back to normal.
Now, like you said, a lot of contestants have come back for the second season. Why do you think that is?
Oh, look, they love it. They love the idea that it's them against the course, the toughest obstacle course in the world. I think even since we were kids, everyone loved the idea of going on obstacle courses, but then for some reason it stopped. We did it when we were kids and then they took the obstacle courses away, so I don't know what happened there. I think there's still a big kid in all of us that just loves that idea of taking on the course and doing their best. I've got a little girl in my arms at the moment, my little baby daughter Pearl, and she even gets into it. She kind of looks at the screen, and as they're running away through the course, and I think everyone gets that. I think everyone understands it. I don't think it's too complicated.
Yeah, mate. I think you've got a future ninja warrior on your hands right there, maybe.
My son Freddie is the big ninja fan. He kind of jumps from the couches in our lounge room, and he makes me commentate when he does it. So,
I made
the mistake of agreeing to do the commentary early on, and now he refuses to do anything without me commentating.
So awesome.
That's the thing about the show, though, isn't it? It is the challenge. And I can't believe how many people now have set up like a course themselves to mimic what you guys have just to get ready to be able to compete in this thing. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah. Look, there's a guy in WA, Sam Goodall, who built his own Mount Midori armor. So that's 22 metres high. Did it with scaffolding on the farm. There are plenty of others who've built warped walls around the place. But one of the nice things is that they usually set them up, they usually build them with a view of only using them themselves so that they've got a bit of an advantage over everyone else. But then they can't help but tell some of the ninjas who they met last year.
Yeah.
And slowly and surely all the other ninjas then turn up on the obstacle to give it a go. So they're all really supportive of each other as well, even though it's every man and every woman for themselves.
Mm.
Now, have you got any standout moments from last night, personally?
Oh, look, I think Olivia Vivian going up the warped wall and then turning around and doing some kind of amazing flip. We were warned beforehand that there was going to be something spectacular happen during her run.
Come on, Olivia. Time to shine. This is for history.
Here she goes for a second attempt.
Yes!
And she's got it! No,
hold
Olivia!
On. What?
She missed out on getting up the warped wall last year. This is the fiery redhead who kind of blew everyone away last night. And we were warned that when she was doing her heat, she had some special surprise for us. So we didn't quite know what that was, but when she got up that wall and then turned her body around and almost did a, I don't know what it was. I don't know what kind of flip it was, but she flipped her way up onto the top of the warped wall. I think it had everyone speechless. So we're all looking forward to seeing just how far she goes.
Yeah, it was a great effort. And, of course, it continues on the box tonight and also tomorrow night. Ben Fordham, mate, thanks for joining us this morning to have a chat. Australian Ninja Warrior, check it out tonight.
Thanks for tuning in, guys.
What a great show it is.
Yep.